This week's reporting from the city of Karachi has reminded us of one of the realities of traveling abroad. When you're in America, Pakistan seems very far away. When you're in Pakistan, America seems very near. Visit the poorest neighborhood in the most remote part of town, and somebody will have an opinion about American policies. More affluent Pakistanis travel back and forth to the U.S., and one of Pakistan's biggest music stars grew up in America. Salman Ahmad leads the group Janoon. You're hearing their music now. His father moved around as an employee of Pakistan International Airlines.
I mean, think about this. I was 11 years old when I came to New York. You know, like millions of other kids who were grown up on Zeppelin and Aerosmith, you know, I wanted to be a rock star. And then to be taken from that place and moved to Pakistan, which was alien to me now.
You went back to Pakistan after high school?
Well, you know, I joined a garage band called Eclipse, and I started playing the guitar 14 hours a day. And my mother, who, like all South Asian mothers, freaked out. And she realized that her dream of seeing her son as a doctor was going to dissipate unless she sent me back to Pakistan. You know, in the middle of a military dictatorship of General Zia, I studied at King Edward Medical College. Pakistan had changed significantly from the 70s, and I landed in the middle of that nightmare.
Salman Ahmad and his friends went to medical school at a time when Pakistan's military government was imposing a more conservative view of Islam.
There was a bunch of us, about 60 of us, who decided that hell with these mullahs. So we decided to hold a talent show, like a gong show. You remember that show?
Sure.
And we kept it very secret. I got up, and the thing I knew how to play was Van Halen's Eruption. And I closed my eyes and I heard this almighty roar. And I thought these kids are loving it. But what had happened was that the jihadis had found out that there was this place of obscenity and vulgarity where girls and guys were sitting together. So they came, covered the girls with burqas and chadars. And one of them came up on stage and he grabbed my cheap copy of my Les Paul, my first guitar I ever had, and he smashed it on the ground. Mm. And first of all, I thought, wait a minute, I was supposed to do that. I mean, and so it made me think, if music bothers these guys so much, I should do more of it, you know?
I don't see lyrics that are overtly political, even though you have become, in some sense, a political figure or at least someone who stands for something.
During that time, those 5 years I was in medical school, I dove into the poetry of the Sufi poets. Mm-hmm. Like Rumi and from the, you know, South Asia, Baba Bulleh Shah. And he wrote his first poem, which was Who Am I? Where he says, if I translate the Punjabi, I'm no believer in a mosque. I have no pagan ways. I'm not pure. I'm not vile. I'm no Moses. I'm no Pharaoh. Who am I?
You turned that into a song, didn't you?
Yeah. It's on our album, Parvaz, The Flight. That was a big turning point for me. But I wasn't thinking ever of a political, you know, it just became political because we got really big.
Did living in Karachi make you or force you to be more political?
Well, you know, Steve, you just couldn't escape it. You know, you saw such tremendous poverty, plus the violence of Karachi, the day-to-day violence, the sectarian violence, the political violence. I remember when we were doing our album Inqilab, which means revolution, we'd go to the studio, which is on the other side of town, and, you know, I saw a political murder in front of my eyes.
Salman Ahmad said he was threatened, too, by members of the MQM. That's the political party that runs Karachi. Its leader is a man we met on this program earlier this week, Altaf Hussein.
It went like this. One of their activists, he called up and he said that our leader, Altaf Hussein, loves your music and he would like for you to come and perform at his wedding. And I told him, I said very nicely that I don't, you know, go and play at people's weddings, especially political leaders who are corrupt like your leader. And so he lost it. And he said, you know, if you want to live in Karachi, you have to deal with the MQM. And by a stroke of good luck for me, ill luck for him, this guy got wiped out by the other faction of the MQM. You know, so, you know, he didn't live long enough to carry out that threat. But that's happened many, many times. That impacted the music in a big way.
In what way?
Well, it made me think, what do I want to say in the music that we sing? And, you know, there's a song called Talash, which is on our second album, which is an overtly political song. I mean, the lyrics, basically that, if I could translate, Tapti Dhoop Tale Chhaon Ki Hai Talash. Under a burning sun, there's a search for shade. Taasub ki dhool thame to mile shanat. And this is difficult to translate, but literally it says, once we get over the fighting, we'll find our identity.
You know, I'm just thinking about cities that I love, and if I think about New York City, it has also been a very violent place and a grim and unhappy place in many ways, and yet I love the city. Is there something about Karachi that transcends the poverty and the violence that is so obvious there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a spirit of resilience in the city, in the people. You know, you say, well, you know, we're going to face this and no matter what, and we're going to carry on with our lives. Parties, weddings, you know, because there's no, you're not going to say, well, we'll wait for the violence to end so that we can get on with our lives. No, it has to go on at the same time.
That's Salman Ahmad, frontman for the Pakistani rock band Janoon. You can find all the stories in our Urban Frontier series at NPR.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Karachi, Pakistan.
And I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West. And Steve will be back home in Washington next week.